Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The ninth house naturally squares the 12th house.
Mm-hmm. I know that because I have a sun moon square.
So race relations naturally squares the subconscious and shame and sorrow and tragedy.
Nice.
Subconscious and shame, what are you putting that with?
That's 12th place, my friend.
Well, not everybody that's listening to this is on our level, brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Marcus,
some of the negative connotations, they are positive connotations to the 12th house. You know, the 12th house is a place of prayer, meditation. It's a place of compassion, forgiveness. It represents messiahs, saviors, all that kind of good stuff. Okay. So that's just it's saving grace, by the way. So it represents the church. All right. The body, you know, the body of the church, those who we call them the lay people who support the church, the body, the congregation. That's what the 12th place represents.
Ushers. Ushers.
Yeah. So that's where that, but on a negative level, it's your self undoing, your secret enemies, your solid self, what your shame of, what your delusions, and you know, things that bring sorrow. Okay. And so since racism, which is a negative connotation, a negative philosophy of the ninth place, squares the 12th place of sorrow and tragedy, what comes about when people enforce racism, sorrow, shame, and tragedy?
True.
12th place then squares the third place, the subconscious mind, which in your mind squares the conscious mind. Okay? And so if the subconscious mind is compassion and the conscious mind, third place, is your conscious mindset, and there's a square, then it's an inability for you to show compassion consciously if you promote the racism, going back to the ninth house, okay? Now, that third place now squares that sixth place of your everyday, day-to-day activities and habits, okay? And the health and hygiene of the self, the health, your health, okay? And how you take care of yourself. And so, and this is why when the conscious starts, when it comes to foreigners, ninth place, we often think they stink, they're dirty. Oh, we don't want to be around them. Because their day-to-day lifestyle isn't like ours, consciously, from the conscious thought. And then the sixth place will then square the ninth place. You know what I'm saying? This is why we often want foreigners to serve us and put them in menial jobs and so forth, so forth. So I explain that a lot more detail in that blog. But I'm just running through it really quick to give you an idea.
Yeah, this is some of the questions I wanted to touch on real quick. You know, because
that follows the grand mutable cross there.
Mm-hmm.
So what that saying is, the grand mutable cross has a lot to do with racism as well. See, if you look at that cross and you look at the signs that are involved in that grand mutable cross, you know, you'll start to see, oh, these are all the characteristics and all the things that befall us when the world is in race, when they're projecting racism, when they're manifesting racism, when you're dealing in racism. You know, these are all the negative connotations. They come right out at you. You'll see it right then and there. Okay. Like I just showed you that a little snippet of it, but I go deeper in that blog with it to actually show you, and you'll see it. You'll see it in our everyday general attitude towards anybody, you know, whether you're not racist or not. See, you don't have to be a racist to perpetuate racist ideas that are installed in you from your upbringing.
I have a question for you, Reese. The listeners out there are sitting up there saying, damn. he's doing that with a whole society of people or whatever. Can you see that in someone's personal chart? Like, if I looked at my chart, what would that show me, that as far as what would that explain to me if I looked at my cut?
It doesn't show. Okay. Yes. Yes, it does. I can look, you can look at your own chart and follow that method that I am teaching. And I guarantee you what it will do is explain the way you deal with people outside of your race, outside of your religion, outside of your philosophy, outside of your ethics. Okay? That's for the show. And if...
What would you say for a Scorpio rising?
What would I say for them?
Using that method.
Using that method for a Scorpio at the ascendant, I would literally look at their moon because the moon rules that ninth place. And I would look at the relationships that the moon formed in that chart. So that means the squares, the oppositions, the quincunxes first, because those things right there.
You're not just going by the cusp sign, the hot signs on the cusp.
Well, that gives you the general format.
All right.
Which that gives you the general format. But now we're talking about the individual. Okay. Can't do that. We got to go who's the ninth house ruler. Ninth house ruler in Scorpio is the moon.
All right.
And I don't care what degree of Scorpio rising you are. Scorpio on the ninth house cusp, a Scorpio on the cusp of your ascendant means that Cancer is on the ninth cusp. That means the moon rules that cusp. Okay. I don't care when the house starts.
All right.
The cusps takes precedence because the cuffs and the angles are how you use to predict.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.